So we'll barely be able to see the Sloka 5 today. So before we go to the Sloka 5, I want to just give you a little introduction. Tattvamasi is a great Vedantic statement from Sam Veda. And Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, it has divided into three sections with six chapters each. And it expounds the significance and implication of Tattvamasi. Tattvamasi is, Tat means Tao, that absolute Brahman. Tvam is the PFT, the Jiva, and Asi is R. So it says the identity of the pure self and us is the same. The real essential nature is the same. And that is expounded in all the 18 chapters. So the first six chapters, will address the Tvam Pada, which means who we are. And the second, 6 is 7 to 12, is the Tat Pada, which is describes the absolute Om. And the last six chapters describes how the identity works, the association between that. And the chapter 6, since we're doing the sixth chapter, is the last chapter in the first section. It's a culmination of the Tvam Pada. And purpose of meditation, and so that's also called the yoga of meditation, also called Atma Yoga, to realize ourselves as Atma Yoga. Now, Lord Krishna was a compassionate teacher, and he understood that Arjuna is confused and doesn't have intellectual capacity to go right away in meditation. So he prescribes all the lower methods for his treatment, which is from chapter 3 until chapter 5, Karma Yoga and Sannyas Karma Yoga, and then renunciation of the fruit of actions. And then he prepares him to that level so he can do the self-unfoldment and meditation, to prepare the equipment to that level. So the theme of chapter 6 is the meditation. And it prepares us, which gives us our, to prepare us, get rid of our weaknesses and be positively in getting strength and courage. And then chapter 6 has a lot of topics. It says who's a meditator, what is meditation, how do you do the meditation, what is the process, what are the external, internal adjustments that we have to do, what is the result of meditation. And then what are the obstacles? Whenever we do something, there are obstacles. So how you take care of the obstacles, and also how to resolve those. And then there is also the result. What is the result of meditation? And lastly is, how do I react with the word? How do I transact after we have reached to that state? Now, in brief, I just want to tell you a little bit about the purpose of meditation, is that we have to own up to our new identity. And in the world, my identity right now is this virtue of feeler thinker as a jiva. And scripture says you are that absolute truth. So in meditation, what I have to do is give up this and realize my new identity. And that's the purpose of meditation in brief. There's lots in chapter 6 that we learn. So far, I think Anilji covered the first four slokas of chapter 6, which describe the qualifications of the meditator. How could be the, what should be the meditator be? And the last verse he did was the Yoga Ruda state. And Yoga Ruda is the one who is not attached with the sense objects or any actions, and he has given all the sankalpas, which is like the projections. And he's also mastered his mind, and he's in complete control of it. So it's called Yoga Ruda. Now, the question comes in our mind that we are not at that stage yet. So how do I do meditation? Is meditation for me? Or so Lord Krishna says, don't worry. I will give you some tips. I'll give you some preparatory slokas. So sloka number 5 and 6 are the preparatory slokas for us to do the preparation, self-effort, and reach to that Yoga Ruda state. Before I do that, since in sloka 5 I'm going to use this chart a lot, I wanted to show you this. I have some copies. This chart was created by our Puja Guru, Swami Chinmayananda, And he also has explained, I'm sure everybody is well versed, but a few months ago somebody asked me to explain them, and I gave them this, and they were very happy. So in these three pages, he describes the visual aid to self-inquiry BMI. And if anybody is interested, you can take some copies. I have it here. Now we go into to Sloka 5. Taretatmana Atmanam. Atmana Atmanam. Natmanam Avasadayet. Natmanam Avasadayet. Atmeva Atmano Bandur. Atmeva Atmano Bandur. Atmevripuratmanaha. Atmevripuratmanaha. Together. Uttaretatmana Atmanam. Natmanam Avasadayet. Atmeva Atmano Bandur. Atmevripuratmanaha. We'll see the meaning first and then see the transliteration. The meaning here is Uddaret means to lift up. Uddaret, Uddar, go up. Now the Atma word is used 7 times, so I'll take a little minute to explain that. We'll go to the next word. Avasadayet means not to degrade or lower yourself. Then Ev, Atmev, Ev means it's only. And He means indeed or verily. The Bandhu is friend. Ripu is the enemy. So the transliteration comes that let a man lift by himself. Don't lower himself or degrade himself. Be his own friend and he can be his own worst enemy. And that's the whole. And this is a very, very famous sloka of chapter 6 and one of the famous slokas of Bhagavad Gita. And it's my favorite too. So we'll go into the explanation. And if you've not read Gurudev's commentaries, beautiful 3-page commentary, I could not do justification to that. So I'll do my best. So the theme is lift yourself by yourself all alone, no help. Like gurus can help us, but it's just giving us the guidelines. But they cannot be the, like as Gurudev puts it, they cannot be the mule teachers. They cannot carry your load. But they can just advise you. So we have to do our own effort ourselves. And now we go to the word Atman. It's used 7 times in this sloka. Next sloka also uses 7 times. So what is the meaning of Atman here? Lord Krishna uses this Atma word and throughout the Bhagavad Gita with a different meaning, different context. Like in chapter 2, he used to describe the absolute Om, absolute true nature. Atma, he described in that. But in here, he's describing this mind and the jiva, PFT. So that is what is described as Atma here. Since, because the pure consciousness cannot be lifted and it cannot become the instrument for lifting, neither it can be a friend or can be an enemy. So that doesn't work here. So the meaning is the mind and the PFT, perceiver, feeler, or thinker, which is the ego, or you can call I notion, or you can call jiva or personality. They're all this meaning the same. So the in the first quarter, if you look at that, the last word is Atmanam, and that stands for jiva, the PFT. And the second word in the same quarter is Uddaret Atma Atmana. Atmana is for the mind. So the Mansa is the mind. So the seeker should lift. Seeker should lift himself by the mind corporation. And so now when we say lift yourself by yourself, in normal way, if we say lift yourself by yourself, say I'm sitting on the chair, I have to lift with the support of this chair, or if I'm sitting on the ground, take the support of the ground. But in the spiritual meaning journey, it says differently. It says that we have a lower equipment and we have a higher equipment. With the help of that, we have to lift ourselves up. So if I am the seeker, the perceiver, feeler, thinker, jiva, want to lift myself up to higher, I have to use my equipment, mind and intellect. And to use that efficiently, what is the seeker decides that I want to be a good seeker? That is the jiva. And who makes the decision? Intellect makes the decision. But to have that decision taken and fulfilled, mind has to cooperate with that decision. If mind doesn't, then it goes with the sense organ, sense objects, and just goes it around. There is no cooperation. Then the thing will not work out. So the jiva, when makes a decision, intellect and mind has to be together. Mind has to be integrated with the intellect. And have, so that mind is has to be a friend with the intellect. And mind can be the best friend, mind can be the worst enemy. Can do wondrous things for us, but it can do even a lot of things for us. So the jiva's journey is actually to lift jiva, the seeker, to lift itself all the way to pure consciousness, to my true nature, with the help of M and I, which should be integrated to be my friend. So Krishna roars this statement to Arjuna, who's sitting there and saying, God, please help me. And he said, no, you lift yourself by yourself. And ultimately, we've seen in the chapter 18, he lifts himself by himself. Lord Krishna doesn't change any situation, but he lifts himself and goes around. So it's very important that we have to lift ourselves. Nobody else can do that for us. So in spiritual journey, once we make a decision, I want to lift, we have to also work hard with that. So self-effort is also needed. And self-effort to bring the lower to contemplate with the higher, and also obey the obey the intellect implicitly. And the mind and intellect, the two things, are best given the different given metaphor in Katha Upanishad, a chariot example. And the chariot example is given, which everybody knows about the chariot. If not, you can think about a car. So the chariot, the body is the chariot. The owner is the perceiver, feeler, thinker who wants to reach the journey. And the driver is the intellect. And the intellect is a wise intellect. It's a learned intellect, and it learns, and it has wisdom from teachers, from scriptures, and has learned. And the wisdom from teachers and scriptures is called GPS. So it's a guru parampara shastra. So he uses that and guide himself to take us higher. And the mind is the reins that of the chariot that driver has to control. If the mind is not integrated and not controlled, imagine what happens. It's just like driving a car with the steering wheel is the mind and you have no control. And so it has to be in control with the intellect and follow implicitly. Same as sense organs also, which are the horses, which also have to be implicitly following and aligning with the intellect. Otherwise, one horse goes this way, one goes this way, where the chariot end up? Nowhere. So that's why it's very important that mind and intellect has to be integrated. And so we need to prepare higher. We have to study, we have to do our sadhanas to make the lower higher, like Gurudev said that. Gurudev said that mind and intellect has to be intimately married to each other to follow implicitly the orders and commands of the intellect. If it's not married or, say, divorced, mind goes with the sense organs and OET, which is the object and emotion, the world of outside, then it's not integrated mind. Then it will be the acting as enemy for us. Instead of taking us to our path here, to journey finishing, it'll take us down here in transmigration, which will be coming again and again. But the other path is to get the liberation. So it could be a friend, it could be an enemy. Now, Gurudev gives beautiful Mountaineering Institute example. In that, he says there is a mountaineering institute where the building has no elevators or no staircases, but from each window there is a substantial rope hanging where the teachers and students go up and down for practicing exercise. So now in this institute, there were 10, 15 students learning, and so all the theory was given, practical application given, and they learned it, they passed the exams. So teacher takes them to actual mountain area exercise, to the mountain. And so most of the students climb up. One was a little chubby fellow, so he goes just a little bit. And the teacher goes behind him with the rope hanging behind him. After about 10, 15 feet, he says, teacher, I'm tired. So teacher said, no, go up, you know, put your thumb in one of the crevices, relax, go up slowly, relax your half body, other body. And then he turns around again and says, no, I'm tired. So what can teacher do? Teacher cannot carry him. He himself is hanging behind to take him in the up there. He encourages him, says, all your friends have gone up. Go up and you can do it. I know you can do it. But the kid says, no, I can't do it. I'm tired. I'm going down. So teacher says, okay, go down safely. He said, no, I'm just going to leave my hands and go. So what can teacher do? He cannot carry him up or he cannot carry him down. So he said, go safely, but he doesn't. So he said, okay, go down. We'll come and collect you in the basket when you go down. So all of the students have gone up. So that means he says that also the Avadharya theory is that don't degrade yourself, because once you have a fall, it'll be a disaster. So once you have reached higher, he said, you have nobody can lift you. It's your pilgrimage of your own, all alone, to the alone, all alone. And nobody can help. It's an evolutionary process. So we have to do ourselves. So Gurudev gives the tip saying that first develop the introspection, seeing our weaknesses and make sure we get higher values developed. And once you have higher developed, make sure that we don't fall again into the minds. It says satanic ways, which is like evil ways to fall back into the world. All this takes self-effort, and we have to work hard and do all the spiritual sadhanas, which will help us to bring this lower equipment to the higher equipment integration. In that aspect, there is a Amrit Bindu Upanishad. First two slokas, so it says that the mind, there are two types of mind. One is impure mind and a pure mind. Impure mind is with lots of desires, and pure mind is without desires. And the second sloka says, it's a beautiful sloka, it says, mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayo bandhaya vishyashaktam muktam nirvishaya smutam, which means the mind is the cause of bondage and liberation. Mind attached with the sense objects, it's the cause of bondage. Mind attached with the higher is the cause of liberation. And even Raman Maharshi in Upadeshar, he says, Shruti mahodado patana karanam phalam asasvatam gati nirodhakam, which means that we're performing in the ocean of actions, all these impermanent results, a result of fall in ourselves, and also it does not let us progress higher. Because for happiness, we keep on doing the actions, and those actions are impermanent, the results are impermanent, keep on doing more and more actions, and just we go in the transmigration, we don't have time to go to higher. So it makes you fall, and it also hindrances your progress. So it's the enemy, and it doesn't help you as a friend there. So do not do that. Do not lower yourself in there, which is higher, because mostly your mind and everything, we are on that stage, but we have to study and get up to this level here. Also Shankaracharya ji in Vivek Chudamani, he says, if you choose a path of sensuousness, which is body, mind, and a world of objects, then you'll be in transmigration. It's a mortality rate. And if you do this divine path, which is integration with mind and intellect and higher path, then it's immortality. Then you can reach that divine path. So the mind is basically can be our best friend, can lift the jiva all the way up here and make us realize the truth. Because this is illusory. It's apparently real, but our real nature is that which we have to realize. As when we wake up from the dream, you suffer in the dream, but when you wake up, say you're not suffering because it's not real, it's false. So ultimately through meditation, we have to realize that my true nature is this, I am not this, this is illusory. And it's false, it's suffering that I was suffering all along. So I need to end my sorrows because I'm true nature. And so there are two paths. The path of Shreyas, which is a path of pleasure, which means the mind and sense organs are together, enjoying and sense objects here. And that's a path of prayers, which means it's good joys in the beginning, but it's painful in the end. The second path the jiva with intellect and mind going up to the higher path is called Shreyas, which path of initially is painful, but in the long run, it's good. And it's called path of good. The other is path of pleasure. But choice, Lord Krishna says, choice is ours. So whatever we choose, we can choose either to be in that or we can be in this. But for both, to come on this side, we'll need to have a lot of practice and sadhanas. Lord Gurudev says that in ignorance, darkness of ignorance, we attach ourselves to the objects of the world. But in the light of knowledge, when you have the wisdom and knowledge, you identify yourself with the true home, your true nature. So the whole idea of this one is to lift ourselves by ourselves, means make the mind our best friend and not the enemy, and lift ourselves. The knowledge is very important. So once we get knowledge, we'll have this path is much less chosen, the Shreyas, the Shreyas path. Shreyas is more more easy then. So we are on different levels of our equipment. So if the equipments are all ready, the path is easier. But if equipments, the mind, intellect, not integrated, it'll take us time. So self-effort is very important. God's grace is always there, and Guru's blessing is always there, but they cannot lift us up. And so we have to lift by ourselves, alone, to the alone, all alone. Okay? And today is Ganesh Chaturthi, and we're going to do puja. So let's go and pray to the Lord Ganesha to remove all our obstacles and give us the courage, devotion, wisdom, so we can make our mind a friend and we can reach our destination, my true absolute self, which is the human goal. That's it. Next week it'll be who is the friend, what kind of a man is a friend and what kind of a man is an enemy towards himself, will be said in chapter 6, which means mostly the same thing. But Anilji will be doing that. So let's go to the prayer hall and pray for us. And Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve santu niramayah, sarve patrani pashyantu, maha kashchit dukha bhagavet. Om shanti shanti shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Pyo Namah. Hari Om. Thank you for your attention.